All right, Frieda, so I don't know. What do you think? What is your take on can a baby change a relationship?
Of course it can. For the worst. I mean, you can't expect a child to, you know, make your relationship better because children are hard. Babies are hard. You gotta have them someplace to sleep.
I want to find a stat that shows how many women that had a fairly decent relationship.
Yeah.
And things started to get a little rough patch. They have a baby and their relationship was over after that. Because you can kind of take a look at the Robin Thicke situation, you know, but their baby's like, what, 4 or 5 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah. But I do think that sometimes people have babies to try to save a relationship.
Right. Well, some situations are good. Everything's great until the child comes, and now you have to be responsible. And a lot of times that puts stress and tension on a situation.
Well, yeah, there's no going out. There's no, you know, you got to take care of the baby.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Your take.
I have one thing to say. Sex makes babies' relationships dumb. And when people realize that, then they'll understand that that's the whole concept.
Wow.
Sex makes babies' relationships don't.
Hmm. My girl, McGraw.
So you can have babies if you're just having sex and not a relationship. I think that's what she was trying to say.
Well, my girl says folks would McGraw says folks would rather commit to making a human being than committing to a marriage.
Oh,
just
tell
to have
that.
Some kind of connection.
And you know what? It is a connection for 18 years, and you're gonna have to deal with that fool. I'm just saying, if he is one.
Tracy, Cincinnati, what's your take?
Hey, I think in Sierra's situation, what women fail to look at is if you're going into a relationship and he's got 3, 4, 5 different babies, mothers.
You.
And he hasn't done anything to seal the deal with any of them. Mm-hmm. What makes you so different? Maybe he's just not feeling
Thank
marriage.
You
just said it.
Have you seen her dance?
No, but you said it. You
she
know what I think?
It.
Sierra thought, I'm Sierra.
Yeah, but he didn't
get it. He's gonna marry me. And he gave her the ring. He gave her.
Yeah, but 3 before you. Same situation.
Yeah, but they didn't get the ring. So Sierra thought she was in the clear.
No. And all he was thinking was.
Up off inside of you.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning. Good morning, hello.
Hey, y'all, this is Albert from Raleigh. I hope everything is going great.
Thank you, sir. Your take.
I will say that, and now Frieda stole my thunder because I agree with her 100%. It will change the man and for the worse. And speaking as a man, you know, you'll feel like the person is trying to trap you, and it'll cause resentment in most cases. Mm. And unfortunately, so many women, instead of taking the time to really get to know the man, they wait until they have a child, and then they find out who he really is.
Oh, that's you're
it.
So
Oh, you
right.
find out because you got to be selfless when you have kids. But
yeah.
you can be with somebody for 5 years and then have a kid and be like, who the hell are you?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, yes.
Hi, how you doing? What's your take?
My take is I feel like it don't matter if they got 1 kid, 2 kids, or how many, because it just – showing people their true colors, like I think it's 3 things, either getting married to them, having a baby by them, or living with them, because then you are have that responsibility. You can't just get up and leave. So once you do that, them 3 things, you see their true colors instantly. So I would say try to move in with somebody first before you try to have a baby by them, and then try to marry them or something. Like try different steps, because them three things, you can see a man's true colors. So.
I got you.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
At Sweet Tyra says they were still in the honeymoon phase. Now the baby's here and that lovey dovey mess is over. They never knew each other. There wasn't really a honeymoon phase. You get married first and then had a honeymoon. But I see what you're saying.
Erica Hayes writes that yes, a baby can change a relationship. A baby can either make the relationship or break the relationship.
How can it make it?
Because sometimes a man may say, all right, I'm going to do the right thing for my child, and I'm going to do the right thing with my lady.
And that's a temporary little fix
right there. I don't think
in some cases. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, your take, please.
Yeah, this is Masir from Cincinnati. I got one quick thing to say is that everybody wants to talk about how it affects the relationship. I got 2 kids. I honestly feel like the woman chemically changes after she has the baby. Ooh. Because it goes from you two to you two and another person. And, of course, I don't have no problems with it. She has more allegiance to that baby
Absolutely.
Than she does you.
Absolutely, because the baby can't take care of themselves. You're a grown-ass man. Sorry.
Good morning. What's your take?
You ass out.
What's up, Russell Crew? This is LPDC.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm speaking from the married perspective. When we were married 6 years before we had our first child, and it changed everything. I mean, me and my wife were just lovey-dovey and going to the movies.
Yes.
But when that first child came, it changed everything. Don't I mean, even go. Even the attention that I used to get from my wife, that was all gone. Her energy was gone.
Yes.
Wow. You know, so you have to learn how to love each other in new ways, you know, mm-hmm. and it blows you up. So it changes everything.
I got
what a great comment. Not trying to be rude, says, I'm sorry, but it's Sierra's fault. Future's past shows what his pattern is.
Yeah.
You got to, that's true. You have to look at that's somebody's true. Past.
And
that's
you can't
who they are.
Fall for a man who says,
up off inside of you.
Yeah, he wants to be all up inside. All right, you don't fall for that.
Can't do it.
No. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. What's your take?
Yes, I wish there was a class that little girls, not little mm-hmm. girls, but young women who are out here doing the do, thinking they're going to have a baby. Mm. And grown women, but it should be a seminar or something on this so that women know, like, that man is, they don't always stay after you have a baby for them. So stop it. Like, you don't birth control if you want to go out and have sex.
Right?
Wow. They're not going to be with you afterwards. He loves me. Oh, no. No, he don't. He just, you know, he messed up.
Tweet. Says, stop it. Edgman in HD says, it's a lot of compromising when it comes to a baby. It teaches a man to grow up and little boys to run.
And don't go for what he says. He wants to be
up off inside of you.